Hello, and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by Sean Joan. He says, does anyone else put hot sauce on their doodle so it tastes just like a hot dog when you suck it? Toby?
Do hot dogs taste like hot sauce?
I don't
know. Yeah, surely ketchup and mustard, dude.
Yeah.
Is that guy so stupid he thinks that hot dogs have hot sauce on them?
I don't know what he was thinking.
hot dogs have to be spicy? Why are they called a hot dog?
He's an idiot, clearly.
He's an idiot.
He listens to our show and he rated it 5 stars. I'm joined today by my co-hosts, Zuckles, a.k.a. Mason.
What's going on?
Toby on the telly.
Hello.
Swagger Souls himself.
Howdy.
And of course, our very special guest today, Mia Malkova.
Intergalactic porn star Mia Malkova.
Sensation.
She's a sensation.
I've got one question for you.
Sure.
How you going?
Good. How are you going?
I'm doing pretty well. Nice. All right. That's the Mr. Podcast, guys. Thank you for listening. No, I'm kidding. Thank you very much for coming on the show. Very interested to have a conversation with you and chat about, I don't know, your experiences in the industry and in life.
Good to see you from the Rotular.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, you chose host, though.
I did.
Why? Why?
I didn't know anything about
why?
You.
Why? Then she found out. You wanted to reverse it, didn't you?
I did. I felt bad. I was like, damn, yeah. He's so cool.
I was that good, guys. Yeah. I was that good.
Just see, for Raj told us yesterday that he tells all the girls to do research first. You clearly didn't.
Did not.
No.
Lazy. I did not.
Lazy.
He said it was going to be a big podcast. I was like, sure, let's do it.
A podcast.
Oh, not a podcast.
Big show.
Big show.
It was a good show.
For our listeners,
funny. So funny.
For our listeners who might not know what the hell you're talking about, maybe explain the situation and the outcome of this Raj show.
So we had Raj Patel on the podcast. That'll probably be after this, but we went into more detail. But Raj Patel on Twitch runs a show called The Rajular. So basically what that entails is that somebody, usually a YouTuber or a bigger streamer, is selected to essentially choose between, I think it's 10 other women or 10 other contestants that are vying for the person's love, the Rotular.
Potentially vying for the love. Or,
yeah. Or the twist is that before the show starts, the women tell Raj whether or not they want to pick love or host. And the entire point is that the Rotular is supposed to weed out the people that chose host and then pick the ones that choose love. And the ones that choose love, you like go on a little date stream after you get all of the viewers that are watching the stream dumped on you.
Yeah.
But if they choose host and you choose the one that chose host, then all of the people watching the stream, the Raj stream, gets put on to them, and then the Rotular gets nothing. And that's what happened with me and her, except that there was a little compromise, that she actually liked me enough to come on the podcast and to possibly shoot a little porno.
Actually, I was gonna press that. I want to do it.
Yeah,
you want to do the porno?
Yeah, wow. Shag your holes.
Wow. So despite that, things did not end the way you wanted on the Rotular Swagger. We have now found
it's still a big fat fucking
win.
W.
It's a big W. Everyone wins. Everyone wins. Yeah. Talk about the Rotular with the two of you. Like what? I obviously watched the whole thing, but
I by this point I should have released a big old highlights video on my channel for the people that want to watch. But basically, I just bullied women for about four or five hours.
Casey
Tron was on. She had a big old bong and she was smoking weed. And I made it this thing that whenever I clapped or snapped or whatever, she would smoke a bong or take a rip of whatever. She took some dabs. She went through all of her weed.
How many hits? It was like 20 or 30. It was hits something. I the show which was like 6 hours.
I didn't even want to make the supercut because it was so many, and it added an extra 5 minutes. Like the entire bong rips were big, and it just so I detracted. But I got like five bits in there where I clap and make her take a rip.
Mm-hmm.
Minx was on. I made her holding her pee for like 30 minutes.
I made her. What does that mean? Did she say?
She said I really have to piss, and I said if you leave, I'm kicking you off the show. You have to stay here until I tell you to leave. And so she was holding in her piss for like 30 minutes.
And then everyone was like, TOS, you can't do that. Yeah. And then she was like, no, I'll do it anyway.
Yeah, I'll do it anyways. And she came back.
That must be a fetish somewhere.
I have no idea.
Pee fetish? Yeah, I get asked like, all the time.
No, like holding it in, I mean. Like
no, not holding it in. They want to see it.
They want to see it come out.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. There was another thing with Meg. She came back with like a can of beans, and I made her eat the entire can of beans in 30 seconds, and then I made her spit it onto the webcam. Mm. That was cool.
So very
there was a bunch of other
Let's
shit.
Let's not talk about it too much, because we did talk about it a lot.
Yeah, we
basically talked about it, like most of this on the Raj thing, and my video will already be out, so people could watch it for themselves if they're interested. But
long story short,
it was between Casey Tron and Mia, and I ended up choosing Mia. Casey Tron was the one that I thought chose host, but she chose love. Mia was actually the person that chose host out of all of it. But, you know.
How could you?
Hey, big fat dubs either way.
And Swagger refuses to accept the defeat.
Dude, it's not like it's literally not a loss. It's literally
It's not a loss except she got the host.
But I didn't want to stream after that. I woke up at 6 a.m. I was tired. I already had a good time.
It worked out so perfectly.
So explain this porno that you hinted at earlier.
Right. So I had pitched to Mia this idea for a pornographic film.
Did you pitch this on the show?
It was on the show. Yeah, but I'm sure I've told you about this. I've told you guys about this. I've had the idea for over a year now, and now it's perfect. Exciting. Now it can actually happen. Mm. It was called Shagger Holes. So it's I still have to like write it and talk to you like probably after the podcast or whatever about all the details. But basically, we're in a room. There's cheesy dialogue. There's nice opening, nice prelude, getting the mood right, and then I go I got to change into something more comfortable. I'll be right back. And then I'll dip out into the bathroom, emerge a 6'3" or something, black guy with a giant dick, but with a towel around my waist. Mm-hmm. And he'll have my helmet on still. And then I'll just dub in my audio as it goes.
I was saying that I think Swagger should be there at the shoot.
While
you guys are having sex, he
like
could be
talking
on a mic.
Onto the mic doing the stuff.
Doing the live dubbing.
Live dub.
That way you can react to his dubbing.
Yeah, probably that makes sense. Multiple different takes. It could be good. The only thing that I'm worried about is how far we're going to go into it being like hardcore pornography.
I mean, truly
I'm going to be honest. I'm not like comfortable writing like the actual porn part of the thing. I can write everything else.
I don't think that the actual porn part. I think that you should just wing it. I think it'll come naturally to you.
Swagger will be coming
all the
naturally.
Dirty talk comes naturally.
I'll be coming naturally, Toby. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Good one, guys. Good one.
Of course.
Because I don't know. You still want it to be you don't want it too staged, I think. That would make it very difficult to shoot with the male performer having to stop and start or whatever.
I wouldn't want it to be like a to-the-T thing, obviously. Yeah. There has to be room for improv. But I know there's stuff that I want to nail down.
Nail.
Okay.
Yeah, yep.
Well, then let's talk about what actually goes into making a movie like this, because you're clearly an expert in it now. You're a professional porn actress.
Yeah, you run your production company?
I mean, for the most part, I just shoot for myself. So what I like to do is I like to get Airbnbs, mm-hmm. travel, get Airbnbs, whatever. And for the most part, I'll use my boyfriend, POV. Mm-hmm. And he's actually my cameraman and he's my photographer and videographer. Or sometimes we'll hire other talent and he'll shoot me with other talent, or we'll bring another girl and it'll be POV.
Mm. You'll have to forgive me because I'm actually not that familiar with your work. But you've done, I presume, other more porn productions where it's part of a different company where it's not so, I guess, that sounds like much more
this
of an intimate
amateur.
Thing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what's it like being on an actual set and what goes into creating a porno, I suppose?
Oh, sure. So for the most part, usually we have a call time 9 or 10.
In the morning?
In the morning, yeah. And then I'll go into makeup. They'll have a makeup artist for me. Mm-hmm. And then after that, they like to take pretty girls, so nice, pretty photos of me. And I'll do a little strip tease, so the photos will go from safe to work to non-safe for work. Mm. And then after that, usually we'll do the intro to the porn scene. And then after the intro, we do the sex stills, which is where we get into different positions. We'll sometimes do the sex stills first, or sometimes we'll do the sex stills right before the cum shot. But we'll just get into the positions. The guy will get hard and they'll snap photos.
Right.
We'll pretend we're interacting. There's penetration, but we're still, we're not in motion.
Wow. So it's very choreographed from a director standpoint.
It is until the scene comes. Once the scene comes, it depends on the company, but sometimes they'll just kind of let you go and do your thing. They'll mm-hmm. give you a general direction. And then other times they'll say, okay, do this position for 5 minutes, and they'll kind of be back there switch, and you kind of have to keep an eye out for it.
Right.
And then, yeah.
So are the
shot and go home.
Is actually filming the scenes fun?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. Cool. Feels good.
Well, know? I'm sure you're having sex.
Yes, precisely. Yeah, it's filming the scenes are very fun.
Well, cool. Have you ever been in a situation maybe before your production where you've been in other productions that you weren't running where, you know, you had to... Were you ever matched with somebody that you didn't really want to have sex with?
Yes. Yeah, I have. But more so earlier on in my career. Like, especially, I went to Japan a few times, and I loved the company. I loved how they treated me. I loved getting to explore Japan, but I wasn't into the guys that they were booking me with because they liked older, very kind of unattractive guys with young, cute girls.
Right.
So it really...
Were they Japanese guys? Or
yeah.
Those? Okay.
Did you have
I like bigger dicks, not going to lie. They were very small, and I didn't like that.
Sure. Right. So did you ever have a say? Were you ever allowed to say no?
I always have a say. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And ultimately, like, it is a job. So you make the decision, yeah, I can do this, even though I wasn't particularly attracted to them.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So like you're being professional about it, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you have to play up the act a bit more.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is acting.
Right, but I guess like the chemistry between like the partners in the porn probably make quite a big difference as to how the overall outcome of the.
It makes a huge difference. Right. Probably the last 2 years that I was performing for companies, I didn't have a a no list. I had a yes list. So I only had 5 guys in the industry who I liked banging.
Right.
And I would only let companies book me with those guys.
Smart.
So for like 2 years, I was just fucking the same guys over and over again.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah. I wanted it to be a good day every day. Yeah,
sure.
You know?
How often did you fake orgasms on set?
A lot. Yeah. A lot. Sometimes, like, they stop. They're like, okay, come in 30 seconds.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Let me just time it.
Yeah.
So would you, like, have to practice that, or is it something that you sort of just...
You just kind of do it, and you go for it, and you put your all into it, because you want to make people believe it.
Yeah. And, I mean, I can imagine that, because, you know, sex is kind of an awkward thing sometimes. Like, are there awkward moments often on set or where you just kind of have to stop when it's like, and take a breather or things happen where it's just...
I wouldn't say, I haven't really had awkward moments on set. Like, because it is a performance, I'm different on camera than I am off camera. On camera, I can lead a scene. I'm very forward and, you know, I know how to keep everything going. Mm.
Right. What about the acting component? Like you mentioned that there's normally some kind of acting at the beginning to kind of get the scene beginning. Was that?
Yeah, but who watches any of that?
Well,
no,
you know.
I don't even watch
that. But, you know, it's something that you have to do. Like, did you go into it with any acting experience or was it something you sort of picked up on the way? Or?
I just picked up on the way. Yeah. And I'm not a great actress by any means. It's all cheesy acting, but nobody cares.
Yeah, it's just to get the scene
moving. Yeah, it's just to get the ball rolling.
How did you get into the industry?
So I was 19 and my best friend who I've known since the second grade, she had, I think she needed money and, she had like met up with a manager or whatever. And he had booked her a couple scenes with MoFo. Can I say names?
Yeah, you can say names. Mm-hmm.
Okay, MoFo's, which is a pretty big amateur company. Mm-hmm. And I was working at Sizzler at the time. I didn't have any money. I was
Sizzler's a restaurant.
Yeah, I was very much a slut.
respect.
I was even considering like stripping. I liked the idea of being a sex symbol. Mm. So when I found out like the money that she was making, I genuinely liked the idea of, you know, getting laid and getting paid at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds good to me, you know. Like,
yeah.
There are worse jobs.
There are worse
jobs.
You could
dig ditches.
Yeah.
Or be a YouTuber.
I got into it for the right reason. Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, that sounds like a very like healthy reason to get into it. You know?
Yeah.
Was it at all difficult or unusual? Was there anything that kind of surprised you when you first started getting into the industry or?
I mean, I had some good experiences and I had some bad experiences. Mm. More, I think a lot of the, I think that you see a lot of the darker sides of the industry in more of the amateur stuff before you reach the bigger companies. Mm. And then once you kind of get a name for yourself, you don't see so much of that. You're respected and you have a lot of say in what goes on, but you get taken advantage of a little bit at the beginning.
Well, I would imagine that, you know, especially women that are just trying to break into the scene or that are amateur, like they must be ripped off, underpaid. Yeah.
And not all companies are great, you know. Some of them are wonderful and they treat us amazing, but there are kind of lower end companies that
really don't respect the talent.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I guess it's very important that there are like people in the right mindset behind the cameras, like for those beginner kind of like amateur shoots, because you can imagine that. I don't know. I could very easily see there being a lot of power tripping going on, especially with like men in the industry.
As far as exploiting,
things like that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Hmm. What was the reaction of the people in your life when you decided to get into this line of work?
What was that like? I mean, to be honest, I pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mother at the time, my mother's very open-minded. She's really wild. She didn't like it at first. But I told her, you know, I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. I'm an adult. Mm. And then after she saw that I was making a lot of money and I was having fun and, you know, I was building a career out of it, she became my number one supporter, really.
Right. Were her reasons at the beginning not liking it, was it more for, like, your safety kind of thing? Or was it because it's like, you know, porn is, you know, perhaps stigmatized?
She looked at it, yeah, stigmatized. She kind of looked at it. She's like, oh, it's kind of like prostitution. She just didn't really want that for me.
Right. Yeah, I mean, how do you feel about, like, sort of the public relationship with sex work in general and how it's perhaps developed since you began in the industry? Do you think it's gotten a lot better in terms of the general, I don't know, opinion on things?
I think it's getting a lot better. Yeah, I truly do. I think it's on its way to being a lot more mainstream. I think everybody's accepting it a lot more.
Yeah, no, there seems to be just a lot more, I don't know if respect is the right word, but...
sex positive?
Maybe? Yeah, so everyone seems to be a lot more sex positive and just kind of conscious about, like... the way things work, and there's less. I think the internet's definitely helped that as well, because there's just so much discussion everywhere. It's kind of impossible to.
And so much porn.
I mean, the internet was almost invented for porn, like in the first place. Like,
absolutely not.
It was invented for the military. I'm exaggerating.
But no, it's like 75% of everything that's online is pornography in some way, shape, or form.
At the beginning, porn was very much like the main thing that was.
All right, guys, fuck these magazines. We're inventing a whole new thing.
But yeah, I mean, there's just so much discussion and so much out there, and everyone knows about porn, and so like almost everyone,
a lot of people
consumed porn at some point in their life.
I have a question: does it make you uncomfortable at all knowing that there are, you know, people under the age of 18 consuming your work?
No, it really doesn't, because I've been watching porn since I was, you know, like 13.
Same.
And so I'm not going to judge, and you can't control them.
Sure.
So
I mean,
I don't give a fuck.
Not the best, like.
It's not out there for them, but there's nothing you could do about it.
It was really not the best age verification for Pornhub or anything. You just kind of click yes and then go on the website.
They could do, in my opinion, porn sites could do more for that.
You think it should be more restrictive?
I think it would be nice, because I don't personally think that someone's first sexual experience should be pornography. I think that it's kind of unrealistic.
Definitely.
I think it's entertainment, but for adults.
Well, it sets a high standard, you know.
Yeah, and it can make them insecure, you know.
It's 100%.
Not realistic.
Not everybody's cock is a foot long.
That's very true.
Well, we've sort of talked about this like in previous episodes, but there's almost a parallel, because our content is quite offensive, and we don't necessarily like the idea of really little kids like watching our videos and hearing these jokes and hearing us being vulgar and, you know, attempting to be funny. But my belief has always been that, like, the internet is, it's kind of impossible to shelter your kids from what they see. And it's really not your job as a parent to shelter your kids. It's your job to educate them. And so I think that's why it's really important for, like, you know, when your kids get into that age where they might be online and they might be consuming, you know, pornographic content or any kind of content that's not.
That's why I'll tell my kids what all the good porn sites are. Really educated.
Send them your list of favorites. Yeah, you know,
like
favorites,
just
one you want.
But you know, it's like, it's the parents' job to sit down with their kid and be like, "Look, like, you're gonna see some fucked up shit," and it, you know, it might, you know, not in those words, but
yeah, you're gonna see some fucked up shit, Timmy.
To prepare them for what they might run into and explain to them what it's about and how it actually works in the real world, right?
Like, I mean, there's like ways to block those type of sites as well on computers if they wanted to.
My parents tried.
Yeah, dude, but that's the thing. Kids are always gonna be smarter than the parents in how the tech is.
And you know what? That's not your problem. You're putting this content out for adults and vice versa.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What are you here in LA for?
Oh, So I'm shooting I'm going to be in a music video tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you were just telling us about this. What can we say?
It's G-Eazy, I think Tyga, and then Tory Lanez.
I don't know.
I'm
familiar with it. It's a music video.
Yeah.
But it's Vixen is sponsoring it, which is a really great porn company. Mm. And it's not just me. I think there's going to be like 14 other porn girls on set, and then like 40 extras. So it'll be a very fun day.
Right.
Awesome.
Do you get along well and have a lot of friends in the industry? Like the other girls who shoot porn, like, do you have like best friends in porn, or is it all no?
You're not very friendly with other porn stars.
No, I'm actually very friendly. So I get along with everybody. Mm. I get along with everybody, but I'm a very strange person. I'm introverted and I keep to myself, and I don't have friends really.
Oh. You really are a Twitch streamer.
I'm a loner. I am a true loner.
Yeah.
I like to be by myself, or I like to like be around one person, but I'm not the kind of person who I just don't like the obligation. Even though I love people, I get stressed out.
Mm. Yeah. And you do stream on Twitch now. What made you want to get into that?
So I was already playing games. I've been playing games my whole life, and I was spending way too much time doing it, and I felt like I was wasting my life away and not being productive.
Mm-hmm. Damn, relatable.
Yeah. So I like the idea of turning it into something that is productive, and like I could see it being like a career path eventually, you know, and I really do enjoy it.
Yeah, and is the Twitch community being pretty welcoming to you on the side? And
I think so.
Yeah.
I feel so welcome. Yeah. I was surprised. I didn't think they would, but I feel like everybody has welcomed me.
Yeah.
How did you meet Raj?
I was on another podcast on Twitch. But it wasn't as much my brand as Raj's. And he was on the same podcast, and then he hit me up afterwards to come on his. Right. And then from there, he decided to make me a regular.
You're very entertaining. I can see why.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. What do you think the most interesting thing is about the porn industry? Or is there anything that people might not consider, or any secrets, I suppose, that you can divulge here on the podcast about the industry that people might find lesser known facts perhaps?
I don't know. Because
it feels like everyone, you know, just sort of consumes porn and then leaves it behind and might not put too much thought into how it actually works. Like,
yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize how much production value really goes into it.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Have you heard of people in the industry that maybe do a scene together and then they want to keep doing scenes together, and maybe that develops into like a romantic relationship?
That happened to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when I first got in, my ex-husband is a porn star. His name is Danny Mountain. And he was like maybe my third scene, and I was obsessed with him afterwards. Mm. Like absolutely obsessed.
He did his job really well.
He did his job really well. Shit. Yeah, he did. And yeah, basically every time I got the opportunity to work with him, I jumped on it. Mm. And I had the biggest crush. And when I moved to LA, we started seeing each other and eventually got married and then got divorced.
Right. What was it like dating while doing porn? I mean, I guess you were both in porn. So was there a pretty clear separation between like your guy's relationship and the porn stuff? So
yeah, I would say a very clear separation. Unfortunately, I don't like monogamy personally. I'm more for open relationships, but I wasn't. I guess I was, but we were monogamous off camera, and then we would shoot with people all the time. And I was very busy, so I was shooting all the time, and he was a very popular porn star, so he was working every day. Mm. So there was a very clear separation. Like our mentality was like on camera is different than off camera. Off camera, like we're going to respect each other. But yeah, it worked. It really did work, because I would love my job, and there were guys that I would have a fantastic time on set. I'd be flirting, you know, like, I don't know how to explain it. I guess I was a slut. I would go there and I'd want to do what I was doing. So I couldn't blame him for working with these girls. It made sense to me.
Right. One thing that I've heard from like other interviews with porn stars, and you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, but like, does it affect how you view sex off camera? Like, does it make it, do you like get home and you just like don't want to think about sex, or you don't want to, I don't know. Does it make it less, I don't know, organic off camera, I suppose? Does it feel like work all the time?
Or? No, absolutely not. But yeah, so it wouldn't make it less organic. I still love sex, but obviously if I was on set and I was, you know, sometimes you're fucking for a few hours to get the content that you need. I'm tired. I don't want penetration. I want to shower, like watch a show and go to bed.
Sure.
But to be perfectly honest, even now off camera, I do kind of, I do struggle, I think, because I feel like people expect a porn star and I don't want to disappoint people because I'm not really like that.
Right. Mm.
So that is something that I'm a little more in my head than I should be.
Yeah. Right. That's something that we discussed earlier, is that, you know, being in the porn industry and being a porn star and becoming a sex symbol, you know, you said that you were going to like conventions and that you would get groped by people, and it would be and like unsolicited, like somebody just groping, and they feel like because you're a porn star and you're okay with shooting porn on set and okay with showing your body and, you know, being a quote unquote slut, that they just have a right to grab you.
Yeah, it happens all the time, to be honest. And there are a lot of people who are very respectful.
Yeah.
You know. But there are also the guys that come over and just, you know, to take a picture and reach around and like take a big squeeze.
Yeah.
And
it's not right.
It's not. Because the thing is, I don't mind if, you know, someone wants to feel my ass. Like, I don't care. But ask. If you do it without asking me, then I really do feel violated, because you've violated my personal bubble.
Yeah, it's very odd that they wouldn't think, like, that asking is the better idea.
I feel like that's common sense, though, right?
It seems that way. The chances are.
The chances are. I don't get it.
The chances are you would say yes, too.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I guess that's a big thing. Like, at conventions, they started putting up those cosplay is not consent signs. Because a lot of cosplay people were getting groped as well.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Ugh. That's not okay.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
What are the porn conventions like? Like, what is the? Did you enjoy going to them? Do you still go to them?
No, I don't. I did enjoy them, but I didn't. What I did enjoy was I met a lot of people. Usually there's a lot of other girls and guys in the industry, so we all catch up and get along. And
sounds
then the
like
people
PAX, actually.
Yeah. Like, and like I said, the majority of the people who would come up to me for a picture or autograph were extremely kind, and it was great to meet them.
Yeah.
What I don't like about it is traveling. It's a long time standing on my feet. I have to be very energetic all throughout the day. And I will say again, I'm very introverted, so afterwards I'm just like, ugh.
You need
like,
to recharge, right?
Yeah, I need to recharge, and it's usually a few days. And then afterwards, like when I get home, I'm just not feeling like doing anything. It's just, it's a lot for me.
I mean, do you have any advice? And I'm not saying that this is advice for me, but to anyone who's looking to get into porn, like what would you be your advice to them, like starting out? I'm taking notes.
I would say there's a lot of different agencies that you can contact.
Mm-hmm.
And basically you can just email them, send over some pictures, set up a phone call. That's one way. Also, there's a lot of different platforms that you can start creating your own porn.
Mm. OnlyFans, dude.
OnlyFans.
Dude, it's like you don't even have to go through an industry.
Yeah.
You can literally just record yourself with good lighting like a YouTuber would and just record yourself fucking someone or getting fucked.
Yeah, well, it seems like on Pornhub, like the amateur scene has like really like taken off. There's so many independent channels out there that are just doing their own thing.
No offense to you, Mia, but I haven't really watched any of your stuff, and I haven't watched a lot of like mainstream high production porn, because I always look at it and go like, oh, this is kind of too fake. This kind of too high definition. It just seems a little bit too, like, you know, too polished.
Yeah.
But amateur, it's just like, you know, there's no bullshit. It's turn it on and just go. And just for,
it's like Family Guy in the background.
Yeah, dude. No, SpongeBob at 25% volume on the TV. Yeah.
Dog it's barking. Real too. I think that's what you might want. Well, it feels a lot more believable. Real. Yeah. Yeah, they're in real settings. They're not in these mansions and HD fucking reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a lot more realistic.
I've noticed since I'm on male to female hormones, and I've noticed that since taking the hormones, it's way harder for me to find porn that I like.
Really?
Oh. Which is really interesting. So, like, it used to be, you know, just pretty quickly be able to find something that will do. But now it's like I have to find the perfect video that
it's really interesting. Right. I opened 10 tabs, dude.
That's what I used to do.
Just literally going through. It's like, dude, this is pretty good. I could bust a nut to this, but
there could be something better.
And then by the end of it, it's like I narrow it down to 3, and then I just fucking minimize them and put them all in the same window.
I'll click on stuff now and be like, not into this at all. Like, stuff that previously I would have been really into.
Some of it grosses me out. All that spit, even though I'm a spitter. Like, I'm just like, oh, what are they doing?
Yeah, do you ever watch porn and you're like, oh, I know how painful that is, or I know how like annoying it is to do that position?
Not really. To be honest, I don't watch porn anymore. I'll watch hentai.
Really?
Yeah, being in the porn industry has kind of ruined porn for me because I know a lot of the girls and I know what goes into it. So I'm just like, I'm a little jaded.
So is 2D better than 3D?
I mean, not for everybody.
It's true.
I could never.
But for you personally?
Me personally, it does the trick, yeah.
All right.
I could never get into hentai, at least like the video hentai. I think it's the dubbing that always just sets me off.
I don't like all their dialogue. It's like, what the fuck sound, are you even the talking girls about? Sound they're really weird scenarios. I just want to see penetration.
Right.
And another thing in like hentai, like the girls, like the voice acting, if it's like they sound really, really young.
Yeah.
Shit turns me like way off.
Oh my God. I cannot stand it. It kind of ruins it even in the porn videos. If they put like teen pussy, I'm like, I can't watch that. That's fucking gross. Yeah, I don't want to like pretend. I don't even want that in my head that this is someone underage.
You've never done a schoolgirl scene or anything like that?
I'm sure I have. But yeah, definitely. And even on Pornhub, like I will hashtag teen. Even though I'm not a teen, I'm a woman. It's just a very popular hashtag.
Well, you got the braces, so it helps.
Yeah, well, I still don't look like a teenager.
The braces help.
Mason, I'm curious.
I'm a woman with braces.
I'm curious to hear what you think about all this, mate. Like, how you going over there, bud?
Yeah, mate. I'm
trying to keep
his
cock down.
I'm keeping my cool pretty well.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to ask her?
I love porn, so like, I don't know.
What kind of porn do you like, Miss?
Oh, mate.
You like hentai, right?
Fuck, I love hentai. I love seeing some titties pushed up against some glass, you know?
Good one.
It's not bad. Otherwise, I just like porn.
Do you have any questions for me or anything pressing your mind?
Not in particular, no. Like, I can't think. I'm more startled by the fact that you're a porn star, you know? Like, it's like, whoa. It's like,
you're
it's like the elephant in the room, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's just observing.
You recently came out with a fleshlight, right?
I did, yes.
What's that process like?
So I get
Surely you can get us some.
Huh?
Surely you can get us some.
I may have a surprise.
Oh, okay. All right.
But yeah, it is molded from me. And I just lay there on a table with my legs open. The guy who did it was so nice. We had a really lovely conversation during it. Hmm. And I just let it dry for 5 to 10 minutes.
What did you talk about?
I don't remember. I think we talked to like good music.
So you're just
like
sitting
painting?
There with your asshole drawing with plastic. Yeah. Like, yeah. So, yeah. What do you think of the Backstreet Boys? Huh? That's pretty good.
Do you ever think to yourself in situations like that, like, you know, this is just such a strange position, or this is such a crazy job.
I've been in some pretty crazy positions.
Yeah.
Nice. Sure. So what was the guy have you on a table, and it was like plaster and silicon?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what it was made out of, but yeah, he had me on a table, and they asked me to use a Hitachi first, and that way I could get a lot of blood flow down to my clit, so the clit like gets a little bigger and everything like plumps up real nice, and then I separated everything to look nice, like a little flower, and and then he painted it on, and he was very precise.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an art.
That's fucking crazy.
That is crazy.
It's fucking insane.
And then
it's very interesting.
Yeah, they just whip it through the Fleshlight Factory and you've got your product, I guess.
Pretty much.
And do you have some just here now for us in the big brown box?
Wow. It's a great package.
Just for us?
It arrived at my hotel today. It's
a box of fun.
A box of fun.
And I brought one for everybody.
Wow. There we go.
It's a nice looking cup.
Amazing. To our audio listeners, you'll have to check out the video on YouTube if you want to see. Wow. But yes, Mia has brought us.
I really needed one too.
Some flashlights.
I really needed one.
Very excited.
So this is my new butt texture.
Wow.
That's what my butthole looks like.
That's your awesome, asshole?
Right? Jesus. Yeah.
How many wrinkles?
Actually, I think I have like a, like that looks like a separate little butthole right there.
It's
right?
Like you have a dimple.
Yeah, yeah. I've got to get a look at
this.
Butt.
Holy shit. This is something else.
What do you reckon, Mace?
Oh, don't go like ramming your dicks in it just yet. It has like this hard.
Oh, you got to take the tube out.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. No,
I'm familiar. My manager, Ryan, bought me a Riley Reid flashlight a while ago for my birthday.
That's not right.
Oh, my God.
It's like a churro. There you go.
You've been waiting to do that.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it.
I don't know.
I mean, feel inside though. It feels really nice.
Are you sure?
It's nice in texture.
I don't know if I feel comfortable.
It's the best podcast ever. My parents watch this show.
Oh, Swag is just fingering a butthole on the podcast.
Dude. Trying to get it. There you go.
Where can people buy them if they want to buy them?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait till the lid's on. there you go.
Fleshlight.com/Mia Malkova. I promote it everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, do you guys think you're going to use them?
I can't say that I won't.
Yes.
No?
Yeah. I'll use mine.
I'll give it a try.
I'll give it a good honest try.
But yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah. No, I'll give you the review. I'll take your deal and be like, oh, excellent product.
You're excellent asshole.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Your asshole is a 9 out of 10.
We're gonna be sleeping tonight, and you're just gonna hear
the slapping.
The entire house is just filled with slapping sounds.
No, he's just gonna swing it around. He's like, wonderful.
Who's the asshole now?
This is a fantastic product.
Well, yeah, in one of our videos, I think, what was it, you who found, who? Someone found Sam's Fleshlight.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sam in the shower.
Throwing at walls and shit.
Yeah.
A used Fleshlight.
They were throwing the, a used Fleshlight at each other.
Well, Sam sort of just keeps it in the shower.
In the shower. You just wash it out in the shower.
Yeah. I get that. Like, you have the nice hot water coming down. It's like perfect opportunity.
Easy
But you got to have a level of confidence to have a Fleshlight in the shower at a house that you have roommates with.
You do.
Because if someone walks in the shower and they just see a little fucking pussy hanging.
Yeah, what if
hanging
someone
off the top, you're just kind of like, oh, that's a weird toothbrush holder.
I don't know. Everyone, I'm sure you guys are all cool. Everyone,
we wouldn't give a shit. It
just depends on your comfort levels, I guess, around people with sex, I suppose. But yeah,
it's hefty.
Is it glow in the dark?
Unfortunately, I don't think it does.
It's like there's like a little green undertone to it.
Oh, it's like rifled. It's like a rifled barrel. Is that supposed to be like your intestines?
No,
it's just to add texture.
Like, the texture.
This is what it's like to be a tapeworm. Look it out.
Swaggers.
Wait, I haven't actually.
That's incredible.
Gazing into the Fleshlight.
Gazing into the fucking eye of Sauron right there. Yeah, hang on.
That looks nice, actually.
Surely take the other end off. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, it's not in there very well.
No, it's not at all.
Swaggers is treating this Fleshlight like a telescope right now. Inspecting what he sees inside.
That is a strange look.
Land ho!
Yes, thank you very much for the Fleshlights. I'm sure that the viewers at home will.
Hey, how are you?
It kind of looks like Homer Simpson's mouth.
Hey, welcome back to the Misfits podcast.
Here we are. This is my favorite episode. I hope you know that.
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
Yeah,
like,
it's not bad.
I like that.
Is that your signature?
Yeah.
Did you write that yourself?
I did. Yep.
That's great.
Thank you.
That's very good.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna stop looking at your asshole.
What is your favorite sex position? I feel like I have to ask this question.
I like missionary and doggy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like a toss up between the two. I like missionary because it does feel really good. And I do like intimacy. I like looking into the eyes and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I like doggy cause it'll hit it just right.
And as far as like, I don't know, more outlandish scenes you've done? Outlandish probably isn't the right word, but scenes that were perhaps more extreme, or things like anal, or things like the pee and stuff, or I don't know if you've done, I don't know what you've done, but...
What's the worst?
What's the weirdest thing you've done for porn, and does that stuff like pay better, or like what? How does it work?
I mean, it's not weird. If the most extreme thing I've done is a DP, I've actually done a few DPs. It does pay better. So, like my rate
twice as much.
I mean, it depends. I set my own rate, and the first time you do a new sexual act, for a company, you get paid a lot, so that company can have that act exclusively.
Oh, right. It's like a scoop.
Yeah, so, like the first time a girl does anal, for example, like that company will be like, "This is, you know,
it's
going to
pay a
lot
for this."
Yeah,
it's the debut.
It's the debut.
It's the debut. Yeah, yeah, it's a big deal. But yeah, I would say DP. I do get paid more. It's not. DPs are great. They're not, I don't know. It's actually, I think, better than just anal sex. But I mean, the only thing with those is you have to be very comfortable because shit happens.
Right.
right. And has shit happened on set? And then what happens when it does? Is sort of clean up and move on? Or
yeah, no, it has. Yeah. So.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Is that particularly embarrassing?
No, I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's kind of just like I usually, when my DPs and my anals have been with talent, like bigger talent. So they're very professional. Like, one of them, his name is Mick Blue, who I absolutely adore. What he did, because it was going and it wasn't stopping. So what he did was he got me in a position where I was kind of like hanging off a little bit, and he'd like go in, plug it up, and try to come out real fast to kind of like suck it all out, and just like he laid down some towels and he did that a few times to try to get it out.
So his dick was the plunger.
Yeah, his dick was the plunger. He's like, I've done this with other girls, it works. I was like, let's try it.
Man,
yeah.
Dude, that guy would be a fucking good ass plumber.
He's awesome. Yeah.
You just bring him in to unclog your sink, and he's like, nah, don't worry, dude. I've done this before. And unbuckles his belt.
Yeah. That's a professional for you.
That is pretty cool. Do you prepare like before anal scenes with like enemas or something like that?
Oh yeah. So
change of diet.
There's a lot that goes into it. I usually will have a very light meal at dinner, and then few days leading up to it, I have to start dilating everything because usually the guys are very well endowed,
right?
And it's very like it's a lot more aggressive than at home anal sex would be.
Sure.
So I start preparing in that way. You know, when it comes to it, I'm not going to be injuring myself.
Yeah.
So days before I start dilating, and then like the day before I give it a rest, and the morning of I don't have anything to eat but gummy bears and bread. Those don't digest. They take a while to digest your system. So I'll have gummy bear sandwich. Yeah, it's delicious. And then going into it, I do flush everything out with an enema, not an enema filled with water, because if you use an actual saline enema, then it's just gonna, there's gonna be shit everywhere.
What is saline enema? What's the saline?
Salt the solution water. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
is that typically what is
saline?
Oh yeah, but I just always thought it would be water.
It really doesn't matter.
No, water. You have to do water.
Really? Why water over saline?
Because saline is a diuretic.
Oh, yeah. It'll make you shit.
It'll make you shit.
Right.
You won't stop. Yeah.
So you just need, what is cold or hot water?
I mean, kind of cold water. And what I do is obviously like I'll lube it up. I'll put it in, fill it up, and then just keep like going from a doggy style on the floor to the toilet again and again until it's clean.
Right.
Wow. Well,
it's lovely.
There's
very
the tutorial.
Sexy.
So the dilation part, is that just like butt plugs?
Yeah, but I'll start with like very little butt plugs, and then I'll usually lay down and watch a movie while I'm doing it and have like paper towels down and a bunch of lube, and I'll just really take my time.
Just watch The Witcher next episode to size up.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yeah, exactly. And then you let it sit there. The morning of, while I'm hair and makeup, maybe I have a butt plug in to keep everything nice and open. And then prior to the scene starting, usually male talent will warm me up. So before the scene even starts, like we'll take our time and, you know, get it in there.
Right.
Is hair and makeup just your face, or do they do makeup on your body as well?
It's usually just face. If there's something on my body that needs to be covered up, like bruises, then they'll put a little makeup on it.
Right. And Do fluffers exist? Like,
no.
That's a fluffer. Is that a meme?
Yeah.
So yeah, surely the female talent would just be the fluffer.
Yeah, I'm the fluffer.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I don't have to if I want to be a bitch, but it just makes everyone's life harder.
So what is the process of fluffing?
So sometimes, you know, male talent will have issues with erections for whatever reason. So the process is kind of just like giving them blowjobs.
Right.
Till they're like good to go again.
And do the male talent tend to consume any kind of like erection stimulant or like any kind of pill to like keep them hard?
Very
horny
common.
Goat weed.
Right. Oh yeah, Viagra and oh god, there's this other one that's really bad. It's called you inject it in your dick.
Oh, what the fuck?
A lot of male porn stars do it because you have to think about it. They're not just fucking really hot top girls. Male porn stars, if they want, not all of them, some can choose, but a lot of the time, if you want to work a lot, you don't get to, for guys, they don't really get to say who they work with. And they're not always wanting to particularly fuck the girls. Maybe the girls aren't hygienic.
Ew.
So Viagra and even, I forget what it's called. It's something you inject in like the vein in your dick, and then it's just rock hard.
The really big vein?
Yeah.
Oh my fuck.
Good. Right,
it's really bad for your dick.
Right.
I'm sure.
Do you know what the side effects are long term?
I think,
an erect cock.
I think that eventually you can't get erections if really? You use too much of it without using it. Yeah.
Mm. Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah.
It's very, yeah, like kudos to them. It's a harder job, in my opinion, than the females.
Mm. Yeah. Do you know how many scenes in a day, like a typical male porn star would do? Or
one. Usually just one. Okay. Sometimes two.
Okay.
Mm. Me, the most scenes I've done in a day. I did not scenes. The most I've done in a day is two scenes.
Yeah. Even that sounds exhausting.
It was exhausting because, yeah, I shot a DP in the morning. And then
what's a DP?
Double DP is double penetration.
Shot a DP in the morning, and then I shot a regular boy-girl scene in the afternoon, and then my husband wanted to fuck me when I got home. So it was a very
long
exhausting
day.
I was pretty proud of myself, though, because I liked everybody. It was fun.
Right.
Yeah.
And have you done lesbian scenes before? Or?
Oh, I'm so lesbian.
You're so lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I've done a lot of lesbian scenes.
Are those easier or?
No, I'd say they're harder because I have to do more of the work. With boy girls, they're doing all the pounding.
Right.
Well, I mean, I guess they could be. But yeah. Yeah, they might be easier.
Hmm. Well, it's more fun.
They're both fun in their own ways. Not one more than the other.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because I'm definitely, with guys, I'm more of a receiver. Right. And girls, I'm more of a giver.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. You mentioned hygiene earlier. What like goes into the hygiene process? I imagine like getting tested for STDs is quite a regular thing. Like, is that like how often does that happen? Like,
we're tested every 14 days.
Okay.
Every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any chance of anything happening in between those 2 weeks where it gets risky? Or
it depends.
I asked you this on the Rochular, haven't I?
Yeah. In those 2 weeks, like you go get tested, you get a clear, and then you're able to work for the next 14 days. And then we have a system called PASS, and we can check the system. And if they're clear, then we'll work with them. We both have to have clear tests. But they can also be fucking people off camera, untested, and in that case, they would bring it into the industry. It's actually very frowned upon, and it's also a good reason why I'm pretty picky about talent.
It's like the person coming in with head lice in the fifth grade.
Yeah,
right.
But that's not their fault.
When you say coming with head lice, I just got mentally confused.
coming head lice.
Coming with head lice.
Doesn't sound like fun to me, man.
Have you ever contracted an STD?
Yeah. When I first got in the industry, I had chlamydia, and then I've had gonorrhea.
What are those like?
I didn't really have symptoms. I just came back with a dirty test.
Right.
They're both bacterial, right? So they're very easy to treat?
Yeah.
I'm getting my first test in 2 weeks.
Hey, there you go.
Good one.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Please test. Yeah. That's the funny thing about it is a lot of people think that porn stars are dirty and STD riddled.
Yeah, but they're the only people
testing. But we're
not.
We're the only ones who are actually like.
You're fucking testing
it's
yourselves.
It's very rare. Yeah.
I've never tested. But you then should. Again, there's nothing wrong with my dick as far as I can tell.
A lot of symptoms you can't see. Like I didn't show symptoms for chlamydia or gonorrhea.
Mm. Mm. So, I mean, is there a recommended period of time for people, like, say, who are having regular sex to get tested? Is it like, should it be like every 6 months?
I say use protection. I'm all for use protection. And then if you don't want to use protection, you and your partner go get tested together.
Right.
That's kind of my mentality on it.
And should you still get tested ever, even if you use protection all the time? Or what do you reckon about that?
You can. I think you're fine. But you never know if it like breaks or something like that.
Right. I'm curious to know like how much longer you see yourself staying in the industry for. Is it something you just kind of keep an open mind about and don't plan
surely
ahead?
Transition into MILF.
Yeah. I'm going to be a hot MILF. I take very good care of my body for that purpose.
There you go.
I plan on like milking it. Everyone knows who I am. There's like no really going back to a real job, I feel like. So it's something I'm going to milk for all it's worth.
Right on.
And I do enjoy it.
Respect.
Is there like an age where like the MILF thing become like that turns, or is it?
Yeah, then you become a GILF.
GILFs.
No, I mean like when do you actually get considered a MILF, like in the
when
industry?
When you become a mom?
Fake tits is a good indication of a MILF, but no, there's not like a specific age. I've been asked to do a MILF scene already. It just really depends.
So it's kind of almost up to you to categorize yourself.
Yeah.
Like in that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Cool.
Interesting.
And you plan on just kind of keeping it into the like you're independent right now, as you said, or you're I don't know. It seems like you describe it as amateur, even though I'm.
I describe it as amateur.
Yeah, and you want to just kind of keep it that way?
I would like to go into like higher value porn scenes eventually, but it's just like baby steps. A lot of work goes into it.
Right.
How big is your team?
It's really just me and my boyfriend for the most part. I guess I have another person with marketing. But yeah, just me and my boyfriend.
Is your boyfriend is there management stuff that needs to happen, or do you handle that yourself?
Or? I handle it, or sometimes he'll handle it. It just depends.
Right.
But management, I mean, for like this or not this, but the music video, like a lot of people just contact me directly. I don't really feel like with what I'm doing, I need a manager.
Sure. Right. And with the Twitch stuff, is that mainly just a hobby kind of thing? It's like just an outlet and it's a bit different.
It's you a bit gaming. It's a bit of a hobby for me. It's kind of like a little passion project. Eventually I feel like it could turn into something more, but for now it's more just for fun.
Awesome. Very cool. What's your opinion on Twitch chat?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love my chat. Obviously I'll get some assholes, but I truly think that 90% of the people in there are very positive.
Yeah. We get a couple assholes.
I have good mods, though. My mods get rid of them quickly.
Yeah.
What do you think of do you like your OnlyFans? Does it do well for you?
Oh, really well.
Yeah.
Better than porn?
I think, better than shooting for companies. Wow. One, it's easier. I get to do my own thing. It's all
whatever
my own
you want.
Rules. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And I do make more money doing less work, to be honest.
Have you ever been reprimanded or yelled at on set for missing something or not taking direction correctly? Or
I can think of one time, and I ended up kind of walking off, and I got so upset I was crying. And then I kind of refused to ever work with that guy again.
Can you say what it was for, like why he...
I would rather not, just because I don't like throwing people under the bus.
That's fine.
That's fair.
I got an apology, so it's just let sleeping dogs lie.
Would you ever make the transition into actual acting, given the opportunity? Well, not actual. That sounded derogatory.
Asshole.
I've done a few little things, and I've kind of just realized, one, I don't think I'm a great actress. I'm a little too insecure about it. I don't feel like a lot of people would take me seriously, and that's okay because I don't take it seriously. So no, I'm not that interested. Maybe little things here and there, but I'd rather I've tried doing some serious things, and I feel like my brand and just where I'd want to go with it would be more silly, silly skits that don't take themselves too seriously.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your favorite scene you've ever done? Is there one that was particularly fun, or just the energy on set was great, or that you look back on and think, oh, what a great time you did in that scene?
Yeah. the title of the video.
I mean, off the top of my head, probably one of the first scenes I did, Cuties 4, because I was very young. It was with Manuel Ferrara, and he was like the first he was one of my first boy girl scenes, and I was
infatuated
with him too.
He's on Twitch.
Yeah, I've worked with him many times. Mm. Like he's so lovely, but you know, coming into the industry at 19, I was like, oh, hello.
Right.
And I was all about it, very, very turned on. So that was a very good experience.
It was called Cuties 4?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
I think so. Cuties 4 or maybe.
Siri, set a reminder.
Maybe it was for something
Cuties
else.
Cuties 4.
Basically, tonight. Yeah, I loved Manuel Farah and I loved James Dean. Those are like, okay. And Eric Everhard. I can name quite a few. Like basically, if I did scenes with them, I was enjoying myself.
Right. Oh, man, I had
Do
a question.
Do you have anything you want to talk about at all?
I like the question.
Yeah. Well, it's been very rapid fire. Like we've asked you so many different things. I'm learning so much. It's crazy. How do you feel that you have, do you feel like you've like really grown a lot like throughout your work in the industry, like as a person, like what lessons has it taught you? Is there anything that comes to mind as far as wisdom about sex or just about life that you've learned from the porn industry?
Yeah, I really have, but not just about like just obviously I've been in the industry for 8 years. I'm a completely different person than I was sure. when I first got in it.
Sure. And to any of our younger viewers who perhaps haven't lost their virginity or are nervous about sex or
do you have any sex tips?
Yeah, or just ways for them to, because you know sex really doesn't have to be such a scary thing, but mm-hmm. I think for so many people it is at first. Do you have any words of advice for the virgins who are listening out there?
I mean, I'll be honest. I say take your time and wait for the right person because something that I've realized now is I don't even like casual sex. I don't like one-night stands. I think that having sex with somebody that you have some sort of relationship with, not necessarily like a committed relationship, but even just a friendship.
Yeah, you just want to be friends with someone first, eh?
Yeah, you have to have like that connection and that comfortability. Yeah. And I think that makes it so much better.
That can add to like, you know, being more comfortable actually communicating with the person about it. And sure. then that way you're both going to have a better time anyway.
The sexual experiences are very different between someone that you're comfortable with and someone that you've just met.
Yeah. Sex is so much better when you can like laugh during it or like when it's like there's actual intimacy there.
Yeah.
And it's not just like you're just fucking because you
feel
like you need to get out of your system.
Yeah.
I reckon.
I don't think that's that great anymore.
Yeah. And as far as, I don't know, consuming porn, like, I don't know, like, how do you feel about, I don't know what my question is. I'll be completely honest with you.
Don't you think it's insane how porn has evolved from back in the 1980s, people's first time, like, seeing titties and shit was walking out into the woods and finding a stack of Playboys and bringing it back home? Like,
that happened to me.
Yeah, dude, it happened to him.
That happened to you?
Oh
happened to him.
I found a stack of Playboys in the woods.
Just
genuinely.
Just like, I don't know who the fuck is leaving these caches of fucking porn mags everywhere.
I think that's why they did it. Like, I feel like they did it so that someone
just
would find
it. Just so some young kid would find it.
Thing.
Oh, my God. What were the Playboys? Was anything
I don't
anything
fucking
weird?
Remember. I probably threw them out after it.
Look, I would find them under my brother's beds.
How old is your brother?
My brother was, he's 2 years older than me.
Okay.
He was a teenager too. And I'd find him out in his bed and I'd be like, ooh.
He's your only sibling?
No. I have 3 brothers and a sister.
And what are you, second eldest?
Second youngest?
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Was finding those Playboys like your first time seeing pornographic content?
No. I was a weird child. I masturbated constantly, and I found hentai kind of young.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
So I would, unfortunately, like our computer would be in a
like a public office room.
Yeah, it would be in like a public upstairs like den where people would have to like walk through to get to their rooms. And that was, we didn't have phones, so I would watch it and I'd get really turned on, then I'd run into my room, then I'd exit out and I'd run to my room, then I'd come back to like bring it all back up,
watch it again.
Huh.
Yeah, I can remember my first time. I get confused. There's 2 moments in my life where I think it was the first time I watched porn. One was just on the family laptop and my mom was actually in the kitchen right in front of me and I just stumbled upon this video, which, you know, I don't remember fondly, but I remember there just being a woman masturbating with a cucumber of all things.
Mm.
It was either that.
Surely it was
don't
a zucchini.
Like
I don't know what it was. It was the green and it was long and she was putting it in her vagina. And the other video was at school in year 7. So I would have been 12 or maybe 13. and I just saw a bunch of boys crowded around someone. There was one guy sitting down, and then there's like 12 guys standing around him. I was like, oh, what's going on over there? I look over their shoulder, and it's just hardcore anal porn.
Oh my God.
And I remember just going like, wow, and then like not being able to look away for a bit, and then I sort of just got confused and just kept walking.
Yeah. My first time seeing porn was in elementary school. We were in a computer lab, and the teacher went to the bathroom, just let us do our thing, and someone had the idea of, hey, let's see what websites we have. Like, and then they put their first name in and .com and see what would go up. It was just like, you know, oh, Tommy.com. It was just like some bullshit. It was, you know, some didn't even go anywhere. Mm. There's one girl, Nikki, but Nikki.com in there. It was full on like lesbian, right, and cross-dressing and all that weird shit. And people were like, whoa, what's that? We're all looking around, dude. And somebody, I'm pretty sure one of them knew, like, yeah, that's porn, dude. Turn that off. Turn that off before the teacher comes back. It was like 5 minutes. We were just scrolling through, just giggling to each other.
Was this on the computer itself?
It was literally on the fucking like Windows 98 fucking like huge white box monitor.
I thought they would have parental controls.
I feel like
maybe not back then.
Back then, they probably didn't.
Yeah, back then, in elementary school, like, what fucking kid's going to look up porn?
Yeah.
That's for the teachers.
What about you, Mason? Can you remember your first time seeing porn?
Not too much to know.
Do you have any final questions as we're wrapping up the show here, Mason? Anything on your mind?
Do you like getting cum in your hair?
No.
I can't imagine that. I don't
like to wash my hair every day. Like, sure. Because I have extensions.
Does it ever just frustrate the fuck out of you? Like, you're just like, fuck, there is cum in my hair.
No, it's not that bad. I just brush it out. But you know what the worst thing is?
You brush it out?
Yeah, I just brush it out. I'll put my hair in a ponytail. Well, like, I've went about with cum in my hair for a few days.
Wow.
The worst thing, though, is cum in the eye. That stinks.
Oh, really? Why is that? Is there acidity in semen?
I have no idea.
Maybe it depends on diet.
Mm. You probably have a lot of pineapple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that works.
That would burn you?
I heard that vegetarians taste better.
All right, I'm quitting meat.
Fuck that. I'm sticking on it. I don't care if my cum tastes foul.
Is there anything that you would like to bring up as we're closing down the show? Anything else that you'd like to promote? Of course, you brought your fantastic fleshlights, which
they can find fleshlight.com/meandmalkova. I appreciate it.
No worries at all. Nothing else that you're trying to put out there? Or what's your Twitch? What's your Twitter?
Oh, hell yeah. So my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/meandmalkova, and then Instagram, Mia_Malkova.
Hell yeah.
Okay, get someone to edit this in earlier in the show, because we always forget to promote GamerSups until the end of the show. But, you know, Fitz, when I'm having aggressive sex, I run out of energy real quick.
Do you, mate?
Yeah.
I run out of energy when I'm using my...
Stop taking it off. You're going to get demonetized while trying to do an adjective.
Dickhead. There we go. Oh, there it is.
Yeah?
Yeah, when I'm...
We literally can't use it.
When I'm having a good old time with this Mia Malkova fleshlight, I get need a little bit of energy.
Yeah, and then I sit in my room all stressed out because I'm drained of all my energy.
The worst.
The only thing I can think of to do is to down an incredible glass of GamerSubs.
Right. That's right, Toby. That's absolutely right.
Where can they get it from, Swagger Sauce?
You get it from gamersubs.gg. Use code MISFITS for 20% off.
That's right. Thank you very much, GamerSubs, for powering the podcast as always.
Can I hit you in the head with your own asshole? Just a little tap.
It's Swagger.
Can I hit you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for coming on the show, Mia. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye. Bye.